Hello again and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for October 2015. Well, here we are in October and the nights are visibly drawing in. Indeed, don't forget to move your clocks back 1 hour towards the end of the month. First this month, the moon information. New moon is on the 13th, followed 2 weeks later by the full moon on the 27th. And there is quite a special planetary alignment this month. Unfortunately, it's very early in the morning. Throughout the month, from about 3 a.m, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and then later on Mercury, will all appear together in the east-northeast of the sky. And they are even joined by a crescent moon on the 8th to the 10th of the month. So here are the individual planet details. Jupiter is best observed, that is, when it's at its highest in the sky, at the end of the month, around 5 a.m. in the east-southeast. Saturn is very low down this month, best seen at the beginning of the month around 8 p.m. in the southwest. Mars is in the east-southeast in the early morning, around the end of the month, in the constellation of Leo. As it is now a long way away from the Earth, you will need to have a big telescope if you want to see any features on the surface, such as polar ice caps or dust storms. Mercury is quite good before dawn at around 7 a.m, at the end of the month rising to about 10 degrees above the horizon in the east-southeast. As always, for the adventurous amongst you, Uranus and Neptune are quite well placed to look out for the whole month. Both these planets may be seen around midnight in the south, Uranus in Pisces and Neptune in Aquarius. And Venus is again now a bright morning object in the east-southeast before dawn. Now let's move on to the meteor showers this month, quite a bumper crop. Around the 8th of the month, the Draconid meteor shower reaches its peak. And this is quite an unpredictable shower and can give some quite good numbers. And the best time to look out is around midnight. The star shower of the month is the Orionids, which reach their peak around the 20th to the 22nd of the month. And again, it is best to view them after midnight and before dawn. You can expect a zenithal hourly rate of around 25 meteors per hour. But of course, that doesn't guarantee these numbers. And in fact, there may be more, but most probably less. And just to spoil us, at the end of the month, from about the 28th into November, there is the Taurid meteor swarm. This particular shower is not very numerous, and it is associated with the short-period comet Encke. October is still a good time for observing the Milky Way, as I talked about last month, as it is still almost directly overhead. How about looking at something a little further than our galaxy? Now is a good time to try and find one of our neighbouring galaxies, the Andromeda Galaxy, or Messier Catalogue number M31. The Andromeda Galaxy is a little larger than our own Milky Way, and looks very similar in that it has a rather nice spiral structure. It can be found very close to the square of Pegasus, and is reasonably well overhead in the late evening. Check online, or in a star atlas, to find its location. And bear in mind, however, it's larger than you might think when you look at it, and it's best viewed through a pair of binoculars. The Andromeda Galaxy and the Milky Way Galaxy are actually rushing headlong towards each other, and in the next few billion years will interact, and will most probably form one huge galaxy. And we do have several smaller, closer, neighbouring galaxies, the most famous of these being the large and small Magellanic Clouds. But as these are quite close to the south celestial pole, you have to travel to the southern hemisphere to be able to see them properly. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There's plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. Listen out next month for November's highlights. Bye for now.